Hello and welcome to the S-Word Stuff segment. This is stuff number 26.
Woohoo!
Yeah, you'll notice nobody...
Yeah, Kevin, this is dumb. Something about 26.
I got nothing, seriously. We should stop doing the number-based jokes.
Okay, I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Donny Nguyen.
I'm Danny Suthurakum.
I'm Chris Nguyen.
I'm Lita Cho.
And I'm Amy Chantasarizal.
All right, so we don't have that much mail from you guys this week, so that's kind of good as well. So we finally actually can get to one of these top five lists again. This time I made it really broad so that it's really difficult for people to pick their choices. And given that people just wrote them down a couple minutes ago, I hope everyone's got something good. So this is your top five fictional characters you grew up with. This is any medium, movies, television, books, comics, games, anything else as well. So if you want to choose a serial character, you can go ahead and do that as well. So let's go straight into our number fives. Dom, why don't you start us off?
Well, this is funny because my number five is Mickey Mouse, but not from Disney cartoons because I didn't watch too many of those growing up. But I did play a lot of Genesis games. And so this Mickey Mouse is the hero of Castle of Illusion and World of Illusion. And so I'm just thinking about him butt-bumping things and throwing apples and waving magic capes at enemies and stuff. And I played the hell out of those games.
Did you ever see Mickey Mouse from Kingdom Hearts?
I saw a video of him jumping around like a Yoda.
Yeah, it's a little bit terrifying. The main thing about that, though, is Mickey Mouse is playable in Kingdom Hearts 2 if you lose to a boss. He basically jumps in and saves your butt.
And then becomes part of your team after that?
No, he just jumps in, beats the boss to a pulp, and then raises you so that you can finish the boss yourself. Yeah.
All hail King Mickey.
So he jumps in, you never actually have any proof that he's there, though.
All right, that's my number five. Danny?
My number five is probably going to be a little bit out of left field for most of you. MacGyver.
MacGyver.
Dang it, yeah. That's what I
Child of the
found.
80s.
Yeah, because when I was growing up, that was like the coolest thing ever. I still remember some of the random stuff that he did. He put together like...
A little cannon out of a pen.
He took apart... Well, yeah, he liked taking apart pens.
Yes,
pens
he did.
And duct tape. But in this particular one, he took apart one of those clicking pens, took this spring out, and used it to fix a car. And I'm like... I need to carry a pen around with me at all times now.
I actually never watched MacGyver. I only heard it from The Simpsons. It's kind of sad.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, you're going to get an odd impression of MacGyver from watching The Simpsons.
You're the youngest one at this table, so maybe that's why.
I'm the child of the 90s. Sorry.
Hey, isn't he the only one who can... He had a mullet, right?
He was one of the mullets.
He was the mullet.
He's the only one. He's the only cool character who can sport a mullet.
Yeah, no, we're all like just racking our heads trying to think of anything else that would fit the criterion. Yeah, no. Yeah, that's actually about it, really.
Yeah.
So what about you, Chris? I realize you like wearing red shirts on drinking days, right?
Yes. Apparently my face is as red as my shirt. I still have yet to confirm this and actually like...
It's a very common wartime tactic to wear, you know, a shirt so it hides the color
like
of your...
camouflage.
Oh, we did that one time. He did hide behind a shirt.
When was this?
What was that time we went to Fondue in Berkeley?
Oh!
We have the picture of it.
Wow, yeah.
That was a long time ago. That was even when I didn't drink that much.
I was red as a beet that night.
You're red as a beet right now.
Yeah, so I guess not much has changed since then, has it?
You're more tolerant. What's your number five, Chris?
My number five is Michelangelo from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, just because
nice.
I watched that show religiously, and he was the party guy. Party turtle.
Party turtle guy.
Party turtle guy, you know? And, oh, I should mention, I would not have anchovies or eat anchovies for the longest time, especially on pizza, just because the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles did not have anchovies on their pizza.
Do you know anchovies are delicious?
I know.
Delicious.
I tried it within the last 7 years. I'm like, what the hell was I missing? So
it's like people in Brussels sprouts. People on TV hate Brussels sprouts.
Like, no, yeah. I still don't like Brussels sprouts.
They're so good with bacon.
Oh, so
no. You gotta be really careful.
How about just butter and bacon?
I can eat an entire bowl of broccoli, but not Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, right. By the way, everyone today.
His Brocco Madness.
It's not Brocco Madness. It's National Bacon Day.
Wait, seriously?
Yes.
Oh,
I gotta mark this down.
That's our lunch. Gotcha.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it's also good because I usually don't eat bacon.
Because bacon is awesome. Why don't you eat bacon?
I feel sick afterwards.
That's
usually.
True.
Yeah, a lot of bacon. Yeah.
Because that's eating a lot of bacon.
Yeah. All right.
So
Lita.
Mine, number five, is Sonic, because I also own a Genesis, and I played Sonic, the first one, heavily.
Oh, Sonic.
I really sucked at it, but usually what ends up happening is my brother beats the hard ones for me, and I just watched. It was fun. It was cool colors. I really liked it. That was my first video game experience, so Sonic has a really big impression on me.
I got actually motion sick the first time I played Sonic because I was concentrating so hard on the game. And there were like so many colors and
that casino level, I could see that.
Like, casino Nights.
And that's
I love Casino Nights.
Yes.
And that's
one
that
as a tag now. It's been a while since we put in Casino Nights as a tag.
What was the last time we talked about it? Was Gears of War? Needs
I think
casino.
So.
Yeah,
Gears
yeah,
of War needed a Casino Nights level. I would totally do that.
For like, some reason, when you're a kid, gambling is so much more exciting.
Like, that's because it's not real money.
I don't know. Gambling can be pretty exciting when you're playing with real money. You remember that time when we were in Vegas and I kept splitting aces and losing?
Yeah, that was fun for me.
That was messed up, dude. I was like, I felt bad for you.
Double down. You lose.
No. Split. You lose. Split. You lose. Well, what the hell?
Lady Luck was
you,
not
you won
on your
one
side.
Time out of like eight.
Out of eight aces, I won one time. That was exciting. And by exciting, I mean I called my cousin to keep myself from falling into a deep depression.
No!
So I'm going to be the dunce of the group and ask, what game was this?
Blackjack.
Oh, gotcha.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yes. Don't you remember the Blackjack level of Sonic the Hedgehog?
Oh, shucks.
Shucks.
Amy?
Alright, my number five, Indiana Jones.
Oh. Nice. Oh. I had not thought about that.
I don't have to say that much about that, right? I mean, it's Indiana Jones. He's awesome!
Yes, he is.
If you've never heard of him, please stop listening and go find out.
But only the first three movies.
Actually, Indiana Jones actually scared me to death when I saw Temple of Doom. I was in kindergarten and
he
threw my heart out and I was like, oh my god, nightmares, why are they showing this in church?
And the funny thing is that Temple of Doom...
What about they show Temple of Doom in church?
Yes, it's like while they worship.
Of all the Indiana Jones films to show at church.
Right? Wow.
I know, that's the one that actually
why
isn't religious.
One?
Yeah, like, cause like I remember, like it was night service, and they send the kids to this room and like watch this movie while we're doing worship. I was like, this is a horrible.
That's terrible.
Now I think about it, that's horrible, horrible, horrible. PG is not PG, guys.
Well, no, Temple of Doom created the PG-13.
Oh, was it?
Really?
Yeah, so it's the film that started it all.
Well, I thought it was Gremlins for some reason, but I guess Gremlins was the first one that was officially rated PG-13, something like that.
I have no idea. I remember that Temple of Doom has that notoriety to it. Okay, my number five is Spider-Man. And I've actually just been reading a lot of the Essential Spider-Man because Comic Book Resources was doing their top 70 Marvel panels. And of course, like half of them are Spider-Man panels or like a good number of Fantastic Four ones. It's not much you have to say about Spider-Man. We've talked about him on the show before, so I will pass this on to number four for Mr. Dom.
Sorry, I was looking up. Actually,
very
Indiana
good,
Jones
sir.
And the Temple of Doom and Gremlins were both pretty much the ones that created the PG-13. All right,
cool.
So there you
so
go.
We are both
so we are
right.
Both right.
Power up.
Power up. All right, number four. You guys ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Bring it. Okay, let's...
B.A. Baracus.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't grow up with the A-Team. I watched all of the A-Team when I was in late high school.
I grew up with the A-Team, but I just don't remember anything about it.
My parents let me watch the A-Team because, one, it was just so sanitized. If you actually go back and watch that movie, no one really gets hurt. And also because, you know, B.A. Baracus was the one who was giving all of the very American messages, like... drink milk, don't drink, don't do drugs, don't ever consort with communists. Or
drink your milk.
I ain't flying.
Eat your...
yes.
Drink your milk, stay in school, don't do drugs. I forget the modification that John usually applies to. I think it was drink your school, don't do milk, and do your drugs. go to drugs. That's what it was.
But yeah, he was so clean. He was very safe for me to watch on television.
Well, now you just offended Danny.
Now I did offend Danny. Now what? All right,
okay,
Chris.
Danny stepped out, so Chris, why don't you go, and we hope we remember Danny.
My
Where's
number
Danny?
Four was... I don't have his number, so... I don't...
Drunk Chris is the best Chris.
I think it was Wolverine. Yes, it was Wolverine. As I watched the X-Men cartoon a lot as a kid, and, you know, I mean, it's not a very original answer, but, you know, Wolverine was the coolest of the bunch.
Would you like to number your list?
Alright,
that might be helpful.
So hold on. I was looking at Danny's list, and I thought his number four was Kazam, but it actually is King Arthur. How do you get King Arthur out of that? There's a K, an A, and a Z.
I think the R is
Arthur.
Maybe his N is sideways, and that is an I. But look, doesn't that look like Kazam to you?
The once in future king.
Opposed to the rapping genie?
That's Kazam, isn't it?
Yes.
That's shit. No.
Oh, nerd points.
You're right.
Nerd points almost down. You dodged it.
I didn't say it.
Danny, how is this? How does it say King Arthur and not Kazam?
He's going to come back like it doesn't say King Arthur.
I'd like to point out that these are notes and not a codified list.
Yeah. I was like, maybe that's Kazuma. No.
Hey, Danny, what's your number four?
Yeah, King Arthur.
Okay.
Who is totally not Kazam.
Not Kazam,
although,
thank you.
Maybe in one of the Shaq versus shows, they'll have Shaq versus King Arthur.
Is it from that show where the football players went in time and became knights?
No, the actual.
That's Knights of the Round. That's yes. Arthur and the Knights of the Round.
I will talk
smack about the show.
I will admit that was a contributing factor.
Knights, woo!
But yeah, the death of King Arthur is actually one of the first, traditional spoiler. Literature stories that I actually went through and read. Yeah, sorry.
Spoiler for a legend.
I'm sorry for translating Mortetur.
Wait, are you apologizing to Thomas Mallory now?
I'm apologizing for translating it and therefore releasing a spoiler.
Oh no. Alright.
I did my number
four.
Yeah, you did your number
you
four.
Did,
okay. Lita, what about your number four?
Dude, you guys are so much mature than me. I didn't watch, real life stuff.
You
I
didn't watch The A-Team.
It's called live action, not real life.
My number four is Sailor Moon.
Yes. High five.
See, girls, all girls, when they were in fifth grade, loved Sailor Moon. I was like...
I think you're the only fifth grader during the time it came out, right?
Okay,
how does the song go?
You were
I saw it in eighth or ninth grade. Yeah, around the time before, around the time where you're like, don't tell anyone.
except then, Bare Naked Ladies sang about it, and then it was cool.
Oh, that's true.
I watched cartoons when I was in eighth grade. I didn't start watching real life shows until high school.
What do you mean by real life shows? You mean the show The Real Life?
No, the shows where they have real people in them.
She means live action.
Live action.
Like Power Rangers, real life.
Okay, Power Rangers is an exception.
Like Firefly, that's a real life show, right?
Yeah, it's a real life show.
Same thing with Buffy.
Real people.
Real life with real people.
Real situations. People just being real.
Can you imagine if Buffy the Vampire Slayer aired with a little disclaimer saying, all events in this show are true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent. And the vampires. And the dragon guy.
Wait.
And
isn't that from Cops?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
What? You mean Buffy wasn't real?
Oh,
you mean Josh Whedon is a big liar?
And by that you mean a writer, so yes. That kind of defines writing for most people.
Alright, my number four. Garfield. There's a reason that I own a fat, lazy cat now, and it's because of Garfield.
Aww.
Except my cat cannot eat lasagna.
Have you tried feeding it lasagna?
No, but I'm pretty sure that if I did, he'd probably just throw it up.
Do you have no proof?
My cat's very good at doing that, by the way.
I wonder what it looks like when a cat vomits.
That's disgusting.
Dude, it depends on what it ate.
You don't want to know what a cat looks like when it vomits.
I don't want to see, the remains. I want to see the vomiting.
Oh.
Well, basically,
to know what it's like.
Basically,
I can't understand when a pet vomits. It's strange to me.
It kind of looks like the head is having a seizure or just like...
Well, usually it starts from the body.
Perfect example. There's a YouTube video of a cat barfing up. It's really famous, actually. I think it's called Cat Something Surprise. I'm pretty sure everyone who's listening to this right now knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Are you talking about the two cats that are fighting?
Yes, the two cats that are fighting. They're fighting for 5 minutes.
Yeah, there's two cats.
You think that's the focus of the video. This cat comes out of the corner, just kind of looks at them, and starts this heaving motion.
Okay.
Parts of all this milk. It's just a
and then the cats stop fighting.
Oh.
And again, the cats are looking at this cat just throwing up. It's whoa. That's more important.
I like how this conversation started from Garfield.
Yay, Garfield.
All right, Kevin, you're number four.
That's number hilarious. four is... Sorry.
My number four is Homer Simpson. I actually just recently watched one of my favorite episodes, the one in which Maggie Makes Three, the one where they're wondering why Maggie's baby pictures are not in the photo album, and he has them all at the power plant. I was like, man, Homer Simpson's such a good person.
Don't forget, you're here forever.
I know, but you do it for her. Anyways, that's just for it for me. I grew up with The Simpsons, and like all the stuff I grew up with The Simpsons was actually like worthwhile and actually meant something. And
yeah.
I'm sorry for all the people that are watching it now. It means nothing.
That made me cry. A lot of
Simpsons episodes are really, really sweet. Yeah. A lot of the early ones, at least.
Yeah. You're number three.
My number three is Scrooge McDuck.
Nice.
The fictional character who was cribbed off another fictional character.
Well, yeah, so.
Doesn't make him any less option. Yeah. Yes.
But I mean, DuckTales was a great show. I actually liked a lot of the Donald Duck video games too. As you may recall, back in that era, you only got like one or two games every like half a year or so. You got one for your birthday and one for Christmas, basically. And you played the hell out of that game. So for me, that was things like Donald Duck's Quack Shot and the DuckTales game.
They had that on Genesis?
Actually, I don't think they did have that
on
Genesis.
It's only on Nintendo.
Was it?
Scrooge. Yeah, DuckTales.
Okay, yeah. I didn't
The Scrooge Pogo stick was specifically Nintendo.
Yeah, so never mind then. I didn't get the I played the DuckTales game on somebody else's system. I myself had a bunch of the Donald Duck games, including Quackshot, and what was the other? Oh, he was the other character, and he was player two in World of Illusion.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So spent a lot of time with that. Spent a lot of time with the Scrooge McDuck character, and I liked him. He was another of those like really gruff, but when you get down to it, he's a really nice guy kind of characters.
Agreed.
So there you go. It was fun.
And he got to swim in a vault full of money.
Yeah, without dying horribly from impact.
That is true. He dived into that every time, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He swam in it.
Okay, so...
Number three.
So my number three is, in fact, Kazuma, the Shell Bullet from Scryde.
That's not from your childhood.
Yes, it is.
Your childhood did not start when you were 21.
My childhood started in college because I didn't do anything and pretty much up until there.
First cheater in this list.
Go on.
Oh, fine.
It's too late now.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't have much of a childhood. I mean, anybody who was listening to the previous week can attest to that.
What about the two bad dudes?
I didn't remember that much about them. Just remember whether or not you were bad enough to save the president.
All right, so never mind then.
But yeah, you just struck a chord.
He's very angry.
He's very angry.
Are you trying to tell me something, Danny?
No. I just like the idea of turning the standard hostage situation on its head.
All right. Anyway, let's keep going, Chris.
My number three is Ultraman, the American version of the TV series that was broadcast on, was it KVHK TV 44, some channel.
Which means it was probably in syndication.
Yes. Yeah, and you gotta remember that every time, like, in every episode, there would be that one clip of Ultraman's little triangle thingy on his chest, and they say, oh, Ultraman is suffering because of Earth's, like, bad atmosphere. He has a limited amount of time to, you know, fight whoever monster of the week.
I think it was 6 minutes.
Yeah, it was 6 minutes, that's right. But yeah, Ultraman was cool. And he always goes, yaw.
Yaw.
Anyway.
Wait, what did he go?
He goes, yaw.
Okay.
What?
By the way,
do you guys remember?
Danny?
Yeah.
Danny, am I allowed to do this now? What's that sound? Oh, it's Ultraman's 3 minute time limit running out.
Did you count the time when he jumps into space? Did you?
I haven't watched Ultraman.
I have no idea what they're talking about.
His time limit goes up when he jumps into space.
Alright, Lita, what about your number three?
My number three is Pikachu, because I like Pokemon. Yay. When I was in middle school. I play the card game, I watch the show, and I'm very ashamed.
Why are you ashamed?
There's not something to be ashamed
There's no
about.
Shame in yeah.
the... There are
some things that I have more shame for.
Yeah. See, you get to say things like that, because you're the youngest one at the table. Yeah. I think I was already well into high school when I started watching Pokemon.
No, I
loved it anyway, but
Ian
it's not
and
on my
I
list.
We're like, ooh, Pokemon! Next 20
Gotta
minutes
Gotta catch him all!
Oh, that's good. What year are we in? I think high school.
I love Pokemon, whatever.
Pokemon is great.
Yeah.
Alright,
my number three. Super Mario.
Nice. Oh,
just the TV Mario. Show?
Well, Mario.
Well, the
Mario.
Big Mario only?
Mario oh, from Super on. Mario. How about that?
Wait, from the video games or from the Captain Lou Albano TV show?
Video games.
Or from the movie? How about the movie?
Video
Wait,
games.
Who played him in the movie? I forget. I know it was
Bob Hoskins.
Yeah,
Bob Hoskins. Hoskins. Right.
If I need to be very specific, I'd have to say from the third game. Because...
With the Tanuki suit.
Well, yeah, because he got to wear all these cool little, like, suits and, like, do special things. Like, the boot, you know? The boot
yeah.
was awesome.
Yeah, and the raccoon suit yeah. that made his balls really big.
And the frog suit.
I don't think it actually did that. It did everything else, though.
I hate getting the frog suit when you're in the desert. It's like, so stupid.
Right?
Well, I guess you guys stole my number three is Mickey Mouse. I grew up as a Disney kid.
Well, so. Yours is the Mickey Mouse from the cartoons,
I
right?
I grew up as a Mickey Mouse from the cartoons, like the older shorts, including my favorite one, which is the one where him, Donald, and Goofy are in the camper that does all these cool things.
Oh,
like,
yeah, when they're eating the corn and stuff.
They eat the corn and, like, it cooks stuff for them, and, like, it drives itself. I love that short. I don't have the DVD for it. I think it's like Mickey Mouse Living Color Volume 1, which has been out of print for a while. One day I'll have it.
Hold on, am I allowed to do this now? Fear level rising, rising.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not that bad? Okay, no. That's fine then. Yeah, I like that cartoon anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that I could find the band cartoons, the ones that they refuse to show anymore.
Oh, the one where they play and then there's this whirlwind shows up and they fly up in the air.
Well, another one where there's it's Donald Duck dreaming that he's in Nazi Germany.
Oh, what? I have that.
Whoa. You have that one? I want to see that one.
I have all the Donald
yeah.
Duck
It's been
shorts.
A long time since I saw that one, and he wakes up and he starts kissing the Statue of Liberty.
Whoa, that's hardcore, man.
Wait, what was this?
Gee, it was possibly 40s. Around in the late 30s and early 40s, maybe?
Oh. No, perhaps? What about your number two?
My number two is Yakko Warner.
Nice.
Who Yakko.
Gave me a lifelong love of Rob Paulsen. So kind of in this one goes Arthur from The Tick in this slot because they were different characters voiced by the same guy. What?
Cheating.
I'm allowed to do that. Totally not cheating.
Cheating.
Not cheating.
It's okay because I'm cheating for my number one.
And anyway, so Yakko Warner just taught me a lot about how to have a sense of humor and how to, you know, have good timing and things like that. Because I didn't really have a sense of humor when I was a kid. I was a very serious bookworm. And then Animaniacs was like, hey, look, people can have fun if they make jokes at each other.
That's because you went to Bellarmine.
No, it's because I went to Our Lady of Mount Carmel grade school.
That sounds exciting.
It
Tell
was
me more.
Exciting. Have you ever heard about what happens at sex ed at a Catholic school? It's like, this is what your parts do.
No, tell
but
me
don't
more.
But don't use them because God loves you. I'm serious about this. It's what it said in our textbooks.
Oh, boy.
That's so scary.
Yeah. All right, Danny, you're number two, please.
Yes. Okay, so my number two is actually going to... It actually is a fairly large category. It's going to take a little bit of explanation because whenever... Back when I was a kid, we'd actually, you know, go to Thailand every 2 years.
Please
ago.
Don't say transvestites.
No, it has nothing to do with transvestites.
These are fictional characters.
Thailand is just...
I can't even touch that one. It's like, okay. But yeah, and I remember just, you know, going through my cousin's comics and, you know, just watching whatever was on TV at the time. And I remember seeing these, you know, large red-eyed grasshopper-faced guys in, you know, suits, you know, going on fighting other dudes. And I thought it was the most awesome thing ever. And then, you know, 2 years later, I'd go back to Thailand, you know, I'd get to actually start understanding a little bit more of the plot and, you know, about, you know, what they were fighting for, things like that. And I thought it was the most awesome thing ever. And then when I got into college, I was starting to learn Japanese. And then, you know, I started actually being able to pick up the series itself and continue to watch it. And I thought it was the most awesome thing ever. And it is pretty much one of the few things which I continue to say to this day. It's probably one of the most awesome things ever. Kamen Rider! Because, well... It's one of the traditional things of... It's the traditional storyline of a guy who's kidnapped, turned evil, and then breaks free of it. And basically turns against the organization that did that to him.
I didn't know Kamen Rider was big in Thailand.
It's huge.
Okay. I have something for my number two that's from Thailand, so there you go.
My number two is Godzilla. Because...
Godzilla fan.
I did. You know, I it was kind of funny. I went through a phase, I think, back in like fourth grade. Stopped for a while, and I actually rediscovered Godzilla recently again, just
from the movie?
What it was. No, not the movie. Oh, American movie. Yeah, that's terrible. I think I was looking up something, and then I went on Wikipedia and started looking up more information about Godzilla again. I was like, oh, I want to go back and watch the movie. So I basically rented a bunch of Godzilla movies and started watching them. But, yeah, I mean, Godzilla, big, you know, big radioactive, I guess he's lizard? Yeah, lizard, and
What kind of noises does he make?
I couldn't do that twice.
It's like a very distinct sound.
Actually,
it's not like that. No, it is like that.
I remember reading about that. Apparently, from what I'd read about it, the process for one thing, that sound is patented. Or that sound is actually really? That sound is actually copyrighted.
Wait, which sound?
The Godzilla yell. The Godzilla yell is copyrighted, and it's actually made, from what I read at least, by it's like the sound of squeaking leather slowed down.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy cow!
Interesting. Where did the glue come from?
I don't know.
The sound designer is thirsty after the squeaking.
Anyway.
Reach Corinthian.
The Titanic falling is a camel just yelling.
The what?
The Titanic, when it's falling on the side, it's really? Just a camel.
Why did it need a sound?
Wow. This is metal. What? The sound of metal.
How does it sound?
Shut up.
Well, I think, let me, was it? I love when, like, weird sounds are applied to things.
Okay.
What are we on?
Two.
Zena, your number two, please.
My number two was somewhere.
Godzilla.
No. Oh, it was Tommy from Power Rangers. He was awesome.
He was hot.
About that last part. Everything else is pretty cool.
Power Ranger.
He was the cool one who was bad and then he turned good.
He had the ponytail and like.
I know, he made ponytail look cool. And he was all straight edge.
Well, he was cool.
He wasn't straight edge.
Like, he was still the green ranger. He became the white ranger, and I was like, not as excited anymore.
It was cool when he was the green ranger, because, like, is this guy going to be a bad guy? Is this guy going to be a good guy? He's both. And then we realized that they do that every, like, 2 years.
Well, yes.
There's a cycle of
It's a Toku thing, what
but
can I say?
But when it was the first time you saw it, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, whoa.
Maybe you're, like, a kid. You don't know about cycles. Anyways, that was my number two.
All right, so this I actually saw in Thai, dubbed in Thai, so I thought it was a Thai thing until I got into college, I think, and I realized it was a Japanese thing. But my number two is Doraemon.
Nice.
I watched Doraemon just growing up, just, you know, my parents would go rent the video from the Thai video store every week, and I would sit there and I would watch this terribly dubbed cartoon of a blue cat with no ears.
A blue cat from the future with no ears.
Yeah. And who has a magical pouch.
Magical pouch and a door that goes anywhere.
I'm fairly certain that was actually my first exposure to Japanese because
me too.
The series itself was in Thai, badly overdubbed Thai.
Yeah.
And the opening was in Japanese.
Yeah.
I still remember all of the opening.
And I would totally just remember watching the opening and not knowing what was going on. I was just like,
That's how I watched Ranma in Korean. I had no idea it was about...
What'd you watch in Korean?
Ranma?
Yeah?
I had no idea that it was... Awesome. The plot was like that. When I rewatched it when I was older, I was like, oh, it's the same person.
Spoiler.
Wait, Selena, have you gone back and watched Victor Victoria yet? Because I have a surprise for you.
No, I have not. Don't spoil it.
Kevin?
Well, I'm still not very exciting. My number two is a tie between Han Solo and Indiana Jones.
Oh, I thought you said you were going to say something about Thailand.
No.
My number two is a tie.
Gotcha.
He's Tony Jaa and Nung Ba.
He's amazing. Watched him when I was five. He was doing his trick.
I don't know about that. But no, I love those two characters. They're both Harrison Ford, and man, what happened to Harrison Ford in the last 10 years?
Get off my plane.
Yeah, I guess that's it. Anyways, I love both characters, especially for their swagger. If I had to pick between the two, I'd pick Indiana Jones first. I remember I couldn't watch Indiana Jones for a long time because the melting in Raiders of the Lost Ark freaked me out, and then the heart grabbing in Temple of Doom freaked me out. So it was okay with Last Crusade, in which just killed
people
Nazis.
Get shot. Yeah, whatever.
And you just have you just hear about his dad having sex.
Yeah, you don't understand that when you're a kid.
No.
Yeah. Well, like,
how about the guy spontaneously dying of old age?
I could have
watch. Yeah, the guy like aged like hyper.
That was kind of freaky.
That, I guess,
but
I,
it wasn't as bad.
I think it was just because I was older by that
point. Okay, yeah, there's that.
Anyways, in Indiana Jones and Han Solo, both that, you know, that swaggering character, that the rogue character, and it's like my favorite in terms of those kind of space opera or just adventure kind of movies. And
it's true.
And right. We don't really get that character that much anymore. We get something similar, and we always like him, but it's never been that.
It's because anymore. Those characters, you always are. They're always, you know, drama creating, intention creating. It's like, will he come back? I mean, he's out of here. He got his money. Will he come back? Like, he came back. Yeah, I love this guy. Yeah, I knew he would do it. That kind of thing. What are you looking at me like that for?
Actually, like, I.
You're all clear, kid. Now blow this. Let's blow this thing. Go home.
He
fires a proton torpedo. Go back up, two X-Wings, one Y-Wing.
And I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
I actually didn't watch Indiana Jones until I was like in high school, well, no, college, because I was really scared after that one scene. Aww. It was traumatizing! I was like, I can't... Same with Edward Scissorhands. I never watched Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, that movie was creepy.
Yeah, what scene? Was it at the very end when he stabs him?
Where she cuts up her face.
Yeah, oh my gosh, that freaked me out so bad.
Yeah, so I never watched Edward Scissorhands after when I was in kindergarten because that was so traumatizing.
Cuts up her face?
When she's like, he's giving her a haircut in the end, like...
There's the one cut, okay.
No. He's trying to touch someone and he cuts up... I don't remember her.
He's trying to like caress someone's face.
Yeah, and then he cuts
her up.
He didn't like...
No.
He didn't go all Wolverine.
Yeah. I need to see that again.
And he was like,
yeah.
It's like one of my few Tim Burton films I really like.
That's a classic Tim Burton movie.
I think it's only out of two.
I rewatched it recently. It's good. It's just it was traumatizing as a kid.
Yeah, it's one of the defining. It probably is the defining Tim Burton movie, pretty much, isn't it?
In terms of style, Ed Wood a lot.
Well, I'm just saying in terms of style.
No, I think in terms of style
and actually having something that isn't a remake of something else or a different person's story.
Okay.
And I'm not a fan of Nightmare Before Christmas.
No, but that's the one he's going
to
be.
And well, he was the main producer, right?
Time to email Kevin.
Anyway, so here's my number one. I'm sure it'll shock you. Because it's Batman.
Oh,
I know, really? Shocking, right?
Oh my god, really?
We have so much excitement in this number one.
I know, but well, no, you know,
here, we'll actually clarify this. You hear that sound? That's the sound of everybody rewriting their number ones.
Not true.
Batman, I considered, and I was like, he's not even in my top 10.
Oh, Batman's cool, Batman's my number one because of the animated series. Because I mean. He was so awesome in the animated series. He's the world's best detective. He's a master of disguise. He's like his own little MacGyver. You know, he can do everything. And he's really rich.
And
his parents are dead.
He has plenty of chicks.
He doesn't have any named chicks. That's all.
I'll put Batman as my honorable mention.
It's a little late for that, Chris, but okay. Yeah. We didn't even have any honorable mentions.
Yeah, really casual. Hey. What about you, Danny? Number one?
My number one is actually tied to the very first plot spoiler that I ever got. Samus Aran.
Oh.
Well, I did not expect this choice from you as your number one.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh. But yeah, I mean, like, I played a lot of Metroid when I was a kid, and I got, you know, moderately good. The main problem is I took so damn long that, you know, never actually managed to see any of the higher tier endings. And so, you know, when somebody finally actually said, hey, try this code. Watch.
Justin Bailey. What
the hell is that? And I go back and, you know, go dig out the manual and look at it and, nope, damn. That's impressive.
Because
this was before the era of the internet. So, you know, it wasn't something that was spoiled, you know, 6 months prior to the release of the game.
Yeah, this was when you had to get everything from things like EGM or Nintendo Power.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
GamePro and such.
And so, yeah, I mean, it was a toss-up between that and Link from Legend of Zelda. But canonically, Link has no personality, so I had to pick deciding between the two, I had to go with the Samus.
My number one is the T-800 from Terminator, because ooh. I love the Terminator movies.
When you were kid?
I think I saw Terminator 1 when I was, I want to say 12, probably? I mean, my mom always covered my face during the, you know.
The sex?
Yeah,
during this is completely gratuitous sex scenes.
That's why T2 has no sex.
But yeah, I mean, the T-800 is awesome.
Yes.
when they create
there was procreation.
There's a lot of shots
it.
Of hands gripping.
Wait, you won't
claw.
Let her watch the first one?
Hold on, you've never seen the first Terminator movie?
No.
To me, I'm like, as long as... No. We're talking about this. At minimum, you have to see the second one. Eventually, you can get to see the first one. It's fine. It's not... It doesn't mean, like... It's not...
It's not the end of the world
if
you don't see it.
You must at least see T2.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, I thought
how about the third one
stood pretty well.
What third one?
Yeah, right.
Worth a shot.
But you see, I like Terminator so much that I can actually.
What are you
watch
talking about?
Okay with it.
Well, actually, the funny thing is, I don't own Terminator 1, at least because the Blu-ray doesn't have a good transfer. So I've been waiting for them to redo it. Because you know they release those movies like every 5 years.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah, they'll release
Ultimate Edition. It comes in metal.
Soon it will come in liquid metal. Please don't touch it.
I mean, the Blu-ray version that you saw last week, that's the second release in Blu-ray.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting until, like, the third and fourth releases.
Speaking of which, while we're on that, I like Terminator so much that I actually have both versions of the special edition Terminator 2. The original...
There's three. There's the regular edition, there's a special edition, and then there's an ultimate edition that comes in metal.
It's time to get on that.
I think my dad got the original one before he got the special edition. So technically we do have one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I would do a 180. And my number...
You mean 360? Wait. 180 is right.
Hey, Jason kid, how you doing?
We're going to turn this team around 360 degrees.
I'm myself again! No, my number one is Atticus Finch. That was one of my favorite...
To Kill a Mockingbird. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very
look at
stay
you.
Classy, lead a show.
Well, that was one of the first, like, one of the movies where I was like, this guy is such a good guy, like, you know, like, in such a...
But it was compulsory reading. You weren't supposed to remember any of that.
No, well, it was actually really good.
Was it Atticus Finch from the book or Atticus Finch from the movie or both?
Both from the book and the movie, yeah.
Because Atticus Finch in the movie was also, like, declined a generation of acting, too.
Yeah.
What?
What's wrong?
Let's keep going.
Did?
No, I agree with you.
Okay.
What are you looking at me like that?
Just you wait, Henry Gibbons.
Keep going. All right.
All right, well, my list isn't going to get any classiness to it, but my number one is Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh
is classy.
Yeah, very classic. Very classic.
It's classic.
Yeah.
But it's not like characters from novels and whatever.
It is from a novel.
Yeah.
Huh? It is from a novel.
Well,
yeah.
But I'm talking about like the cartoons.
You mean significant like?
But he had the shirt.
Issues like novels.
Right.
Issues novels.
Yeah, you don't think Winnie the Pooh is classy? Just add a monocle and top hat to his shirt. That's a classic.
That's
Winnie
Mr.
the Pooh.
Peanut.
Damn! Can I revise my list?
I think we're fine. Don't change it.
All right, Kevin, bring it out.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a story about 3 days ago. I was thinking about what's going to be my top five, and my number one at that time when I remembered number one was Atticus Finch. And thankfully, I didn't remember, but I wish I did, because my number one would be Atticus Finch. But my number one on this list is Donald Duck. I grew up watching his shorts, especially the ones where he went to join the army, especially with Pete as the, I guess, what are they called?
The drill sergeant?
Drill sergeant. Yeah. Drill sergeant Pete.
Oh, yeah.
And I loved all his different shorts, the one where he thinks, like, his body is cut in half, or the one where he doesn't want to parachute out of the plane, or when he signs up and they, like, put the flashlight in his nose and flashlight in his ear and it comes out his nostrils. But my number one would be Atticus Finch, but let's go back to Donald Duck. When I was a kid, my mom told me, like, I would just pretend to be Donald Duck in the shorts while I was watching it. I know we had recorded tapes of that, and
so when you say
basically
that,
wore them down.
You were wearing shorts at the time, though, right?
I wore clothes, dude.
Because if you pretended to be Donald Duck, I'm just imagining you as like a 6-year-old wearing just this really long shirt and then making the punching noises.
Thanks, man. I have old notebooks where I've drawn Donald Duck and drawn out all the scenes from the different shorts, like storyboard style.
Whoa.
So, yeah.
Can we have an impression?
I cannot do Donald Duck.
I used to be able to do a decent Donald Duck, and then I had to have surgery to have those portions of my throat removed. So, sorry.
Yeah, so Donald Duck for me. I would love to have remembered to say Atticus Finch.
Oh, is that what you're... I was like, what, did I take his away?
Well, that was very good mind reading there. Anyways, that wraps up our top five fictional characters. I'm actually quite happy. This was a very fun list. Let's go straight into a very small mailbag. You guys have sent very little in, so we can actually do something like this. So whoever wants to grab Luke W. from Australia, go ahead. This is a lot of video game stuff, so one of you two.
It's me and Danny for this one. Luke W. from Australia writes, "Hey, preachers of the letter S. It's been a good while since I sent an email, so I thought it would hit the fifth email milestone for an easy 20 S-worder points. This past Friday, I listened to all the episodes I had not listened to after taking a break from the podcasts. Let's see here. The main reason I'm sending another email is to proudly report my purchase of Valkyria Chronicles.
Woohoo!
It's so much better than the demo, but I would have preferred that particular skirmish still contained a tank.
He has some questions for you guys.
He has a few questions. Are we playing Street Fighter 4?
I kind of stopped.
I really stopped.
I would like to go back to it. The main problem is...
The character you play against, the number one strategy against him is to jump backward and stick your foot out.
Yeah, there's that too.
And boy, isn't that exciting to watch in a fighting game. And now he's jumping backward and sticking his foot out. And now he's jumping backward and sticking his foot out.
Sounds like the Skanky Dance. Oh, no one knows what
Skanky
Dance
is. Alright, anyway. Which characters? Well, I played Dictator.
I still say that I, you know, can play. It's like riding a bike, you know. Is what they usually say about it. So I played mostly Abel, because he was the closest thing to Makoto in the game.
All right, next up, who do you play in Blaze Blue?
Bang 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 bang.
You can stop. Bang.
Oh, just let me finish the lyric.
I bang blocked you. Sorry.
Wow.
You suck, man.
That's not a true weak man, man. That's not cool.
Wow.
What?
When Lita is bringing wingmen for Blaze Blue, I was like, where this is going.
All right, anyway.
But yeah, Bang, Ragna, occasionally Tager for the entertainment value.
And I play Lychee. All right, how many of you have downloaded MVC2? Kevin, I think you were going to be the most likely to do that, right?
Yeah, I did. I played it for like 10 minutes, and then I had to do real life stuff.
Yeah. And so I think Kevin's the only one who downloaded MVC2.
I didn't. I never touched the stuff.
That.
I never touched the stuff except
Optic
for
Blast.
Oh, okay, Typhoon.
Okay, it's fun to watch, but it's not really. It was never my bag to play. That's all. Mostly because, well, it's all about picking the same four characters and getting good with them.
You can stop that now. Okay.
Typhoon.
Thank you very much. So, Joseph W. writes...
Wait. Were you guys being wingmen right there?
Sure.
Yes.
Bang, 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 bang!
Oh, oh, oh!
I'm sure you guys do very well.
What the fuck was it?
Let's keep going, Joseph W.
Right,
hold on.
Joseph W. All right.
Did we curse that?
I did.
Yeah, he did.
I'm sorry.
Oops. Joseph writes, "Hello, Swordmasters." He'd like to thank whoever it was. Was it Song that mentioned Reboot on the Saturday Morning Cartoons podcast?
It was Matt.
It was Matt.
That sounds like something he'd talk.
All right. That was the first time I saw CG anything, pretty much. It started out slapstick, but got pretty intense with the storyline later on. I would also like to mention that you shouldn't worry about spoilers. If someone is listening to a podcast on the subject, they should be expecting spoilers on it. For example, if you're listening to a Star Trek podcast shortly after the release of the new Star Trek movie, you should expect spoilers. So stop trying to dodge them and embrace them. And so, a suggestion from Joseph is SMS, as in text messaging, and how it relates to the general degradation of the English language.
Well, let me ask you guys, how many of you here actually have text messaging plans?
I do.
I don't have a plan anymore since they gave me an iPhone.
Did you have one?
I had one.
What about you, Danny?
Nope.
Okay, so 4 out of 6 here. Interesting.
Why is that?
I have one now.
I know, because I switched mine over to you.
Yeah,
I used my data plan to try to do everything. That's why usually when people text me, I'm like, damn you.
Sorry. I just realized I texted
no,
you.
No, everyone does. It's fine. Just don't be like, hi, I'd like to tell you something about... I forgot.
Or for the people who text you back, just to say, hey...
God.
Those
people
are
like
right.
Mass text people like, Merry Christmas!
And text messaging
Thanks.
Shouldn't be this expensive. It's just like one character sent through like...
Well, it's only America that's really been screwed by itself.
Well, it's a tradition. They've always been in that.
I'm all about text messaging when I'm in Japan, just because it's...
like polite. The primary form of communication in Japan.
See, there you go. We just did a scraps on it.
Yay! It's done.
All right. We also have a huge list of spoilers here, which we'll skip not going to go through.
My question is, some of these I don't recognize.
Like which ones?
Like...
like Jesus dies.
Alex is cured?
Dude.
That, from what I saw on your screen, it shows an Earth, and you're getting a call from Moon.
Hello?
But, like, go back up. Like, what is... Donnie what? Goes back in time so he can get killed by a fly.
Oh, no!
I don't know what that means.
That's,
what? Which one? Which one? I want to see...
Donnie goes back in time so he can get... killed by the falling plane engine.
I've already forgotten the name of the movie.
I know.
You've seen Donnie Darko.
Donnie Darko,
Dar.
I'm like, I know this one.
I don't know what... Robin dies? Ishmael dies?
Ishmael? You haven't read Ishmael?
No, I don't think this is Moby Dick's Ishmael, and I don't think he dies. That one.
Hey, guess what? Titanic sinks.
Oh. I seem to recall the sound when it sinks. He's like, ah!
Look at this. Rocky loses, Rocky wins, Rocky wins.
But yeah, the thing
technically, he doesn't win the fifth time. He's just street fighting.
Alex is cured is from A Clockwork Orange.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who is
what?
Who is Id and Faye? And why are they the same person?
Id and Faye.
It's because of... That's Cowboy Bebop.
Oh.
Also, Char and Amuro do not actually die.
They're not depicted as dying. The, consensus of
I like
the
this one. Jean Grey dies again. Jean Grey dies again!
Well, where
and
are
again
all the Jean Grey is resurrected parts?
I know, right?
Who's Harry? Harry loses a left arm?
Does he?
Harry Wait, Potter?
Which what? Harry? No,
Dirty Harry?
No.
Michael.
Harry
no.
and the Hensons?
Harry loses his left arm? Harry loses his left arm? You're pointing at Jean Grey dies again.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
That is correct.
Oh. Elton John is gay, that's a spoiler, guys.
Yeah. Some of these are real things.
Right?
Eminem is white is not a spoiler.
You spelled Tassadar wrong.
Hey, you're right.
Anyways, thanks,
thanks,
Joe.
Joseph.
from the spectacular country of Florida.
One of those was a spoiler for me.
To say it's not so spectacular.
All right, let's keep going. Daoud, the Sword of Truth. Who wants that one?
High lightsaber, rapier, and all sword kind. Sorry I'm always talking and not contributing. I just spent the weekend finding out as much as I could about the Green Lantern just because I was bored and was hoping maybe I could learn more from you guys and gals and thought maybe we could do it after the Baskin Night arc. Blackest Night arc.
Baskin Nights?
Sorry.
Baskin Nights would be better than Blackest Night so far. That ice cream night.
Oh no, the yellow ice cream. I'm weak to it.
French vanilla.
Lovely.
Chris, are
Chris,
you okay?
Are you asleep?
I'm getting sleepy. Sorry, this is how I get when I've had alcohol.
Beer.
You mean half a beer?
I finished my beer, man.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did. You should go slower.
Now you really are going to pass out.
Sorry, Daoud, you've been preempted by Chris.
Hey, remember that awesome night where I made you throw up in a sink?
Oh, how can I forget?
Let's keep going.
I don't know much about Green Lantern. I've been reading that story arc, and I'm like kind of eh, whatever.
Mike can tell you all about Green Lantern.
Here comes Mike.
Yeah,
well, my first question is he green?
Yeah.
Spell the Green Man is green.
Okay, well.
Gnord is brown.
I'll give you Mike's email and you can talk to him about it.
Or just ask us on the forums.
Yeah, just ask on the forums, Mike.
All right, let's keep going to
there.
Chook. Danny, take Chook.
Chook writes, salutations, great ones of the podcast. Just finished listening to Stuff 25. I had to email and say clearly. With all the Valkyria Chronicles converts out there, me included, you guys must be good at subliminal messages for sure.
No, we're very good at superliminal messages. Hey, you, Danny, join the Navy.
And then again, maybe it's more of a superliminal message of Valkyria Chronicles. Buy it. Oh, we don't just say that. We also ask you to play it.
Keep going.
Since you guys asked for questions, here's one I like to ask. After listening to the school podcast and learning most of you were in the top echelon of high school, I ask this. How much do you guys have to learn about world geography?
I had to memorize every single country and then write them down on a map.
Because
I learned them for fun!
I was not just a spelling bee guy, I was also a geography bee kid. So yeah, there you go. Keep going.
Yeah, I always get questions about casual American pass-by being asked questions like, where's Australia? Or where's France? And then getting completely wrong. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Those usually are, you know, recorded by television, things like that. And for the most part, you ask enough people a question, one of them is going to get it wrong. And that's all you need one.
I don't know where Finland and Norway.
Okay, France and Australia. Better.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure you'll know.
Not to say we're any better, since I couldn't tell you if Sweden or Finland or Norway is next to the sea or not. But yeah. Stereotypes clearly lies
Norway
with the
first, then Sweden, then Finland.
I'm not going to state in specifics just because, well, I knew I'd get it wrong. Anyway, great job on the podcast, and send an email with a simple request. Could you list up the different ranks for the forum accounts?
No. Maybe? I don't know.
Probably not.
You'll figure it out.
What is the ranking?
Well, if you post enough times on the forum, your ranking changes.
Yeah,
so there's a title system. Yeah, you start like lower tier things are like
Minton Box.
Mian Num and Grignac, and then higher up stuff is like I'm Wolverine and Taint Needle.
Just show them. Oh my god, it's not hard.
No, the
it's
entire
so hard.
Yeah, I'm sure that's
I'm
in there
so
too.
Hard.
so hard.
That's what he said.
You don't get that as much, do you?
What?
That's what he said.
Yeah, that's true.
It's because that's what I say.
Right. Usually we just say it instead.
That's what Dom says.
Yeah, pretty much. Let's see.
Come to think of it, Norway must be next to the sea because of the Vikings. If yes, I know I could Google where these places are now, but that would be cheating. Well, yes, so could we.
Why are you on Google?
Why are you looking this up?
Because you sent this to my Gmail account.
Why don't you do this one, Peter H. This one's mostly directed to you.
Hi, I just finished listening to Stuff 25 and was taken with Dom's idea of going back in time to make sure that Coleridge finished Xanadu. I would like to borrow Dom's time machine to go back and retrieve a copy of the complete Promethea, of which, maddeningly, only the first part has survived intact, Prometheus Bound. Yeah, I can do it. I can deal with that.
Okay, anyone else on this table understand any of this?
No.
Okay, continue.
Fine.
Nerd!
Okay, sure. Anyway, while we are at it, we could get Gogol to see a doctor so that he might finish Dead Souls. And we should get a membership to the Library of Alexandria. And if we time it right, we won't have to return any of the books. Largely because it burns down. What?
I did not know this.
You didn't know the Great Library of Alexandria burned down in the sacking?
It's okay, me neither. I don't even know.
He's 3 points down.
Oh boy!
Oh
take
boy!
It all.
It's all yours.
No. History point lost.
I'm just here to raise the average history points of the table.
Yeah, one of your best friends is a history teacher, so there you go. Sacking of Alexandria. Oh, now I'm just reminded of the Tick. You guys remember the Tick with Handy? He's sulking like Achilles in his tent. Achilles! The Iliad! Read a book! You're making us look stupid!
I still have no idea.
You don't even know the Tick?
No.
With Handy? And the one-ton man, I think?
No. Yeah,
one-ton man.
The main thing is, I remember that scene. I didn't put that connection until just now.
Chris to sleep!
It's the Iliad! It's the Iliad. I spent a year having the Iliad put me to sleep.
Anyway. Ah, if only. Well, Peter H., I agree with you on a lot of that. I would really want to borrow a lot of books from the Library of Alexandria.
What language would they be written in?
Doesn't even matter. I would learn the languages for those ones.
I guess that's fair.
Anyway, Julian W., finish us off, Kevin.
All right, Julian W. writes, Hi, S-Words host.
Oh, it's even for you.
Oh, host. Well, I'm just going to go straight to the suggestions, like snipers, which would be something like the FPS experiences or something like that, and a scrap about your Skype experience. And, of course, Sex in the City, because Kevin would love to do a show on it for sure. Well, JW out. We can't do a show on Sex in the City. I think
that ship has sailed.
Only Lita and I have seen all of it, right?
Well, also, the ship has sailed a long time ago,
They're filming another film, the saga will continue.
Saga.
I like it.
Now I'm just imagining. Now I'm just imagining Kung Fu The Legend Continues, where they had to put David Carradine in slow motion. It's like, what are they going to do in slow motion for a Sex in the City? No, man, never mind.
I'm telling you, Sex and City is pretty good.
Okay. Are you going to watch Cougar Town too?
Yes, I already watch it all the time. Yes.
Cougar Town.
What is Cougar Town?
What do you think
real?
Is Cougar Town?
Is it like
real?
Taco Town?
Is it real?
Cougar yes, Town! You didn't know that.
I believe you said that was not funny before, Amy.
I know.
Taco Town!
I just had to bring it up.
It's the sound of the Titanic sinking. Hey, Chris is asleep again. Awesome. Great show, everyone. You can always reach us for any more questions. If you want to wake up Chris, you can always email us at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. Find all of our older episodes and a bunch of other posts and some other crap at www.s-words-podcast.com. I keep forgetting to remember to pull up the polls that I've been putting up on the website, so we can talk about the answers that people have been giving. We have like about 5 of them completed already, and it'd be interesting to go take a look at those. Maybe we'll do that in the future. Dom, where is this happy little place where you like to find your childhood?
Cougar Town!
It's twitter.com/s_words. So if you guys want to wrap up this episode with anything you want to say about anything you want to suggest or anything like that, go ahead and do it, because this is an hour-long stuff segment. It's been a while.
I'd just like to point out, I'm still going through this list of giant spoilers, and I'd just like to point out one of them was actually a spoiler for me.
Which one?
I never finished StarCraft.
One. Oh, you never finished StarCraft?
Yeah.
It's past the point of... the statute of spoilers.
Yeah.
That's your own fault.
No, I'm not saying it's my fault. I'm just amazed that I found one.
Oh, okay. All right. Good night, everybody.
All right, see you guys.
Eris dies.
Test, test, test.
Okay, what about Danny?
Danny is also not Mike.
Oh, damn, Danny, you're really loud.
Yeah, it's probably because I'm speaking louder than I usually speak. Danny is also not Mike. Right here.
Drunk Chris is the best Chris. He reminds me of Donkey Kong.
Woo! Are you recording this? Thank you.
Well, he does.
What else?
Yeah, what else? You know what? I'm really... Well, you're as drunk as I am. You can't remember shit. Oops, you're gonna have to edit that out.
It's okay.
Oh, no, we're not.
Just
get like a giant question.
Can it be favorite fictional character?
Yeah, they have to be fictional, though. So you can't say, like...
Hitler?
Church. Yes.
Fictional.
It was on my list until I remembered it's only fictional. Once again, it's going to be my list is the boring one.
Can we get started? Let's just get started. Okay, he got 5. I see 5.
You have a pen already.
We're also
looking at a pen.
We're looking at Kevin's shelf,
Danny,
and then being like, what do I like on this shelf?
I'm putting it
this is a nice shelf.
It pulls out and lists you all the Adobe shortcuts. I need that.
Hell, they made.
Kevin, you've got a really nice shelf.
They made.
I believe the term is rack.
Lego?
Shortcuts.
Is this Lego? Lego?
No.
Yes, they're Legos.
They're
Legos.
They made one. They made one for every. Marvel.
I didn't mean you had to put it back.
No.
Just don't lose
that
it.
That is. Crazy.
I know. Can't maybe I need hammering. To get busy and make the rest of them.
I really want Stilt Man as a mighty mug.
Lego! Damn it!
Damn. Oh, okay.
Curses, I gave it away. Wow. Sorry.
Can we start?
Yeah.
Please?
You guys are all done?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, they can write as we go along as well.
Okay.
Like... someone's in a rush.
We just want to get started before you go away.
Oh, okay, all right, cool.
You need drunk Chris.
Yeah, we need drunk Chris.
There's something you're waiting for? Okay.